Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we'll be talking about pitching. And does it look? It looks like lefty pitchers are more prone to injuries than right-handed
pitchers.
You're
always getting injured.
Well, I'm not a pitcher. But apparently, there was a study that was done from the Center for Sport and Motion Analysis in Texas. And apparently, they are looking at data. Not a lot of data, but, you know, this is the summertime. Baseball is on the minds of lots of people. You know, you got the Yankees, sure. You got the Mets, you got the Atlanta Braves. Are there any other teams out there?
I think that's the only three teams there.
Teams that are out there that really matter. Anyway, looking at pitchers, I came across a study looking at 84 collegiate baseball players. And basically what they looked at is the rotation of the pitching arm and the non-pitching arm, the angles of their elbows, the shoulder, and it looks like what's really the most significant thing is that there's a different amount of torque that's put on the pitching arm of the left-handed thrower. Out of all the things they looked at, range of motion was a little bit different in lefties, but it's the torque on the upper arm, the humerus, which seems to explain why there seems to be more injuries associated with left-handed pitchers than right-handed pitchers. Now, they looked at 28 left-handers. They looked at 28 right-handed, and we're talking about these are high-level athletes. These aren't like
right, your kid in the backyard.
Right, anyone that's pitching in college has the biomechanics.
But do you think that the problem is that since most people are right-handed, the left-hander is probably being taught by a right-handed person, and then they're teaching them slightly incorrectly?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. But they looked at age, they looked at height, weight, similar throwing speed, mechanics. They did a bunch of motion analysis to go with this as well. But I think that's one thing. I think this is too preliminary. I think it raises the question of we got to look further into this. But it is interesting to note that there might be some slight differences. And but you think a person's a person, whether they pitch righty or lefty. Why would that make a big difference? But you're right. It might have to do with showing a lefty. How the lefty perceives what's being done.
Right.
And,
theory. Test that.
I like that. More data needs to be done by Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy in this, don't you think?
Yes, let's get a crew out at the batting cage.
Will do.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.